This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يجوز هذا بإذن الله. الله أعلم يا. طيب, we wanna continue with the fiqh of transaction. The fiqh of transaction. And inshallah we wanna do three things today. The brothers asked me about al-jam'iyyah. The ruling regarding al-jam'iyyah, مثلاً a group of brothers, 5-6 of them, each one would contribute $100 a month, and then at the end of the year, one person or each month, one person gets it. حاجة كده معروفة يعني جمعية, like 6 brothers, each one of them would give $100 a month, every month one brother gets it. Let's say we have 5 brothers, $100 a month is what? Huh? 500. So they take turns. What is the ruling regarding that? Inshallah, we're going to discuss this today. Also, we want to discuss an issue, which is, I believe it's يعني نازلة, مسألة التبرع بالأعضاء, that actually you give your body parts for somebody else. What is the ruling? Especially now, when we go to the MVA, something like that, MVA, yeah, the license place, yeah, they ask you this question: what would you like to do with your limbs after you die? So those two issues, we want to discuss them today. But before I get there, I really would like to establish some basic principles here. Once it comes to business transaction, and I would love, this type of knowledge, to rely on your memory in particular, is not going to help. We need to learn. Maybe we can bring something that we can record with, because this is a lot of information. Two things that I would like to address today is arkanul bay', the pillars of a business transaction, وشروط صحة عقد البيع, and the conditions for a valid business transaction contract. طيب, let me ask you one question first. I use two terms here عند الفقهاء, ركن وشرط. What is the difference between الركن والشرط? I said the pillars of a business transaction and the conditions for the validity of a contract of a business transaction. Now my question to you is, what is the difference between a pillar and a condition? طيب, اوكي, نعم, هذا هو, تفضل. What about the condition? Is the act valid without the condition? No. All right. أحسنت. هذا هو the one difference. يتفقان في شيء ويختلفان في شيء. The pillar and the condition, they both agree on one issue, that without them the act is invalid. The act without the rukn is invalid. The act without the shart is invalid. فهما إيه يفسدان العمل. They make the act invalid. But they are different. الشرط قبل العمل. The condition normally comes before the act. الطهارة شرط أم ركن في الصلاة؟ الطهارة is a pillar or a condition in the salah? A condition or a pillar? Do you start the salah and then you make wudu? لا, برا. طب ده قبلة is a condition or a pillar in the salah? Do you seek the qibla while you're praying or before you pray? فالشرط comes before the act. But the pillar داخل في ماهية العمل. Is بني الإسلام إسلام based on what? On five pillars. ولذلك اللي ما بصليش هذا ليه الفقهاء why the scholars went to somebody who doesn't pray يخرج من الملة لأن إيه إسلامه إيه لأنه ماهية الإسلام الصلاة طيب before we address those two I also want to say something very quick إن شاء الله look يا إخوة الأصل في البيوع الحل the basic rule regarding business transaction it is all halal except what except when there is an evidence that makes it haram this is the opposite of what the opposite of what al-ibadah the opposite of worship worship is the contrary it's all not allowed unless you have an evidence I see somebody selling a shirt. I see the brother selling a shirt to the brother. I come to him and I say, brother, this is haram. Should I say that? Okay. Unless what? Should I ask him to provide an evidence that is not haram to sell that shirt? Can I do that? Who has to provide the evidence? I have to come up with the evidence. فالأصل في البيع The basic rule regarding business transaction, كل البيع حلال. Except until there is an evidence establishes that this is what? حرام. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ أهو. هذا هو الدليل. وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. وقول الله تعالى هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى created all that's in earth for you to make use of. I come and I tell you this one is haram, provide دليل. طيب, very quickly, what are the pillars of a business transaction? ثلاث أركان. المتعاقدين. The participants. اللي هو إيه? The seller and the rukn. You need a seller and a buyer. We call them المتعاقدين or in English the participants. Two, المعقود عليه. What are you selling and buying? So we're going to talk about the commodity and السلعة والثمن the commodity and the price that's pillar number two pillar number three صيغة البيع how the business transaction is established how do I know that the seller and buyer made a deal الإجابة والقبول وفي هذا بقول لك العادة محكمة يعني once it comes to this يعني بقول لك ايه انا بعت لأخذ الكتاب ده انا ايه بعت I sold this to you عادة خلاص I sold it to him يقول لك ايه the norms the custom of the people has an effect as long as there is no evidence from the sharia that tells you have to do the selling and buying in a certain way نفس الكلام بالنسبة للإجابة والقبول بالنسبة للايه للزواج the same exact thing once it comes to marriage you find different people once they do the marriage contract using different words huh? زوجتك نكحت أنكحتك قبلت يعني دي العادة what the customs provides so what are the pillars for a business transaction إخوة one is what participants two commodity and price three the format We call it the format. Sighatul Bay'a. The format of selling and buying. طيب. The conditions, 6 of them. I'm going to quiz you at the end. Huh? 6 conditions that must be in a contract for a business transaction to be valid. Number 1, at-taradi, mutual agreement. Meaning, you cannot be forced into the business transaction. Mutual agreement, both the buyer and the seller must willingly agree to all details of the transaction. The evidence, قال تعالى, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم. O ye who believe, do not devour your wealth in a lawful way between you unless it is a trade you agreed to. يجي واحد يقول لي إيه, this book is $5. Brother, this book is for $5,000. تراضي. $5,000. This book. هو بالباطل ولا في باطل ولا ما فيش باطل؟ There is falsehood. $5. وبعدين في كتاب $5,000. بس إيه, you agreed to it. إلا ما هو لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وبعدين جالس إلا أن تكون تجارة. Unless it's a trade, selling and buying, business transaction. That I'm offering my commodity for that much, you agreed to buy it for that much. خلاص. You agreed, there is a mutual agreement. لأن في بعض التجار بيجي يقول لك يا شيخ أنا شاري البضاعة دي بكذا وعايز أبيعها بمبلغ مثلا أكسب 200%, 300%. لو 1000%. If you want to earn 5 times the price, you can. Provided that you are not what? Forcing who? Somebody to buy it. There is a mutual what? Agreement. بس الأمر طبعا بيكون في مشكلة إذا دخل في احتكار. الموضوع ده, this issue has to do with إيه؟ موضوع الاحتكار. If you are the بسموه إيه اللي هو trademark, يعني you are the only إيه؟ Imagine somebody who owns the green, all the green in a country. Huh? Eh, بسموه إيه؟ Monopoly. Here you go. So if there is احتكار, that's another issue. But if the commodity is available, that is fine. عندنا أخوة, also another evidence في حديث عند البيهقي وأحمد وصححه الشيخ ناصر رحمه الله, لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب نفس. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the wealth of a Muslim cannot be halal for you unless you took it from him willingly. بطيب نفس. You did not cheat, you did not deceive, you did not force him to take it out of him. Thus, if someone is being forced to buy or sell a property, makes the contract invalid. There is one exception. What is the exception? I owe 3-4 people money. And this already established. I owe the brother 5,000, I owe him 6,000, I owe him 7,000, 8,000. And it's established. You have witnesses, you have witnesses, you have witnesses, or يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّا. Unless it's what? And also it's what? Written. فَكْتُبُوا. They go to the judge. القاضي. يا قاضي, هذا الرجل عليه مال, هو مش عايز يدفع. He owes us money and he doesn't want to pay. He doesn't want to pay to us. يأتي القاضي, the قاضي comes and sells your property in auction in order to settle what? Your debts. هذا يجوز. زي ما بيعملوا هنا في ال like they do here. This is permissible. Were you forced or not? You're forced. Nobody want to sell his house, but this is an exception because you have to what? Settle your debts. So what was the first condition for the validity of a business a contract which constitute a business transaction? ما هو الشرط؟ الشرط الأول التراضي, which means what? Mutual agreement. Both the seller and the buyer cannot be forced. طيب, condition number two, كل جائز التصرف للمتعاقدين. Both participants, the seller and the buyer, are allowed to engage or eligible to engage in a business transaction. في شروط. Let's, here is a good scenario. I go to your house, you invited me. And then to your house. And then you went to make some tea for me. And then your 4 years old came. Hi, Ammu, how are you? Alhamdulillah. And then I liked your TV, your screen TV, you know, that nice. And I told your son, can you please sell me that TV? Yes, Ammu, how much? $5. Can I take that TV and go home? ما ينفع. لأن هذا الولد, this little boy, يعني ما يعرف. There are conditions for the seller and the buyer to be eligible. قالوا, they said, يعني البلوغ, ولكن في هذا نظر. Puberty, لكن في هذا نظر. يعني أنت مثلا, if you send your son who is 5 years old or 10 years old to the market to buy you a can of milk, is that good or bad? يعني من اشترط من الفقهاء البلوغ, whoever of the jurists said that the individual must be balig, must be at the age of puberty, they said, what about these little business transactions? فرجعوا قالوا ايه الرشد, وبنوا هذه على آية النساء, وابتلوا اليتامى حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح, شوف, فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم. That the person is able, he can يعني reason the details of a business transaction, know what's it about and so forth. اشترطوا أيضا sanity. You cannot sell and buy with somebody who's insane. Or that goes also, ikhwa, to somebody, there are people who, في الماضي, سبحان الله, يجي يقول لك, أنا يا سلام, عملت حركة مية مية. عايز يشتري, he wanna buy a land of somebody, or he wanna buy something that is precious from somebody, يجي واخده ومشربه حشيش, he takes him, I want to invite you, and then he gets some hashish for him. He gets him, how much? No. Imdi. ما ينفع. حرام هذا. He must be what? العقل, لأن هذا business transaction, money. You must reason. But then he should think about it. He should consider and a big mistake that a lot of us rush, ya ikhwa, into this and regret it later. You should take your time. إن هذا مال أعطاه الله لك. This is wealth Allah given to you. ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما. Don't just throw your money like this. You should think about it. اشترطوا, the conditions we said, يعني also اشترطوا الحرية. بيع العبد لا يصح. If a person is enslaved, his business transaction is invalid. طبعا هذا الكلام مش موجود يعني الآن, بس قد يعود. الشريعة جاءت لآخر الزمان. قد تقوم حروب الآن ويرجع نظام العبودية تاني. War could erupt again and people could be enslaved again. طبعا لا ندعو لهذا يعني. We're not calling for this, but it is possible. لكن بيع العبد لا يصح. a business transaction which is established by a slave, by a person who is insane, by a person who is not rational, is invalid. والأدلة على هذه كثيرة. We have a lot of evidence for this. So what was condition number two? Both participants must be eligible. How can they be eligible? Rational, sanity, and so forth, and knowledge. طيب. Number three. This is a very important right here. Condition number three. ملك المعقود إليه. Meaning, the one who is selling must own the property being sold. He cannot sell that which you do not have. Very important. A lot of the people, when they want to trick, they want to come out of riba, they bring somebody in the middle. You go to the car dealer, you make the deal, and I buy it from you. But they make the deal before when? Before he what? He makes the deal when? When does he make? He's not going to go and commit for this car until he has what? Already established the deal with the buyer. واحد مثلا ايه زي ما بيعملوا بيقول لك لا ربا وجايدنس ومش عارف ما هو كل بيعملوها هكذا لا ربا وجايدنس all these so called Islamic financing. What they do? They establish the deal with you first and then they go and sell it to somebody else. They are selling and buying something that they do not have. Don't sell what you don't have. شوف يا إخوة الإمام أبو داود والترمذي حكيم بن حزام رضي الله عن الصحابي قال he said أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم I came to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت and I said to him يا رسول الله O messenger of Allah يأتيني الرجل يسألني من البيع somebody I'm in the market somebody comes to me I would like to buy a shirt I don't have the shirt in my shop. I don't have it. And then I'll get you a shirt. How much? So and so. And I go and I buy a shirt from a market, give it to him. يأتيني الرجل يسألني من البيع ما ليس عندي. He comes and he asks me to sell him something that I do not have. فأبتاع إليه من السوق ثم أبيعه إليه. Then I go and I buy it from the market and then I sell it to him. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him لا تبع ما ليس عندك. Do not sell something that you do not have. You can do this. وفي إجماع على هذه القضية إخوة الموضوع ده مهم جدا. There is consensus over this issue that you must own what you have. Own it. Ownership. One exception so. An agent. A broker. Somebody who is in the market. He's a seller and buyer. I tell him, listen, I'm giving you a power of attorney or you give him your word that I would like to sell my property. So this person represents you. But he is not the seller and buyer. But yet he represents you. However, an exception here, a person may take money from someone to go and buy a property for him as he is not selling anything himself. He is merely a representative. We understood now? Good. Three more are left. So what was number one? Mutual. Mutual, it means for both. Yeah. Mutual agreement. Two. Eligibility of the participants. Three. Ownership. The seller must what? Own what he sells. There is an exception that somebody can represent you. طيب, number four, إباحة الانتفاع بالمبيع. What you're selling and buying is halal. ولذلك اللي بيبيع لكر هذا, if you sell ميتة, people who sell pornography magazines, people who sell what else, idols, liquor, قلنا liquor, اللي هي الميديكال مارجوانا هذه بيسموها, the one who sells and buys drugs, even حتى لو medical اهو لا يبيع هذه, لا حرام اصلها. So what you sell, اللي هو اللي بيبيع الميتة, somebody who sells الميتة, an animal that was not slaughtered according to the Sharia. اللي بيبيع الكلب, الكلب, ها, ايه رأيك في الكلب؟ ثمن الكلب خبيث. The price of a dog is impure. ليه؟ Because what? Are we, can we have dogs? We can, except unless what? اللي هو ايه؟ الحراسة والمزرعة, ده موضوع تاني. For guarding you, you live somewhere for outside the house, or كلب الصيد, ده موضوع تاني. Exceptions there. ف it must be halal in its origin. So it is not permissible to sell what is haram, like intoxicants, pork, musical instrument. Haram to sell. Why? Because it's haram to use for a Muslim. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما عند البخاري معلق لكن وصل ابن حجر حديث أبي مالك الأشعري, سيكون أقوام من أمتي يستحلون الحرى والحرير والخمر والمعازف. Time will come when some of my followers will make halal, and he mentioned instrument, اللي هي المزيكا, يعني الغناء. So that's number four. Two more. So what was number one? Mutual agreement. Number two, eligibility of the participants. Number three, ownership of the commodity by the seller. Number four, it must be halal in its origin. What do you mean by it's in origin? يعني إيه واحد, يعني we have medication, right, that are made from what? Drugs, from alcohol, we have, so, right? It's halal to sell and buy. We're talking about in its origin, the origin, الأصل. لكن إذا تحول, if it turned into something else, through some chemical, vanilla extract, very famous. الفانيلا اللي انت بتاخدها دي extracted from ايه؟ Do you know extracted from what? Alcohol. بس it's what? It's transformed. وذلك the jurists, they say it's permissible. نعم. الفقهاء على حلها. نعم. الفقهاء على حلها. The jurists, they say it is halal. Gelatin is not transferred. Gelatin still holds its origin. Yeah, but it still holds its own يعني origin. الفقهاء يقولون هذا. لكن vanilla is extracted, is it changed. The evidence is, do you get drunk when you eat it? When you drink it? All right, inshallah. طيب, number five, the one before last. أن يكون المبيع مقدور على تسليمه. بسموها dispensability. يعني dispensability, يعني you could deliver it. If you're selling something, you could deliver it. The good must be things that can be handed over at the time of the sale. That means I cannot tell you, you know that bird out there, $20. Where is the bird? Ideal example, we have something, the trained eagle. تعرف the eagles, they go then get stuff, pearls from the sea, trained eagle. You cannot sell this unless what? It's out there. It can be caged, يعني. يعني, but you cannot sell it. You cannot sell the fish in the sea. I cannot go, okay, brother, there is a hoot, there is a big fish inside the sea here, give me $10. You have to be able to deliver it. If I ask you right now, I hand you the money and I'm asking you to deliver for me what you sold, you have to deliver it.
So whether it be a product or a service, it has to be delivered?
لا, service is something else. I mean, service, you can agree to it. But the commodity, يعني also, you must be an established service agency that has a name. You have a shop open, and then you know that you can, you know, come and deliver that service. ما عنها؟ What stock market? But you know the stock, how much it is. Don't you go and investigate how much is the stock?
No, but what he's saying is nothing is delivered. That's what I
mean. Well, it doesn't have to be physically delivery here. You see, يقول لك هنا إيه؟ ما هو, once we spoke about the pillars of the contract, we said what? Participants, commodity and price, and the format. Right now, the format is like, okay, would you like to buy this thing? Click, right? Click. That's a format. We said when we talk about the format, العادة محكمة. The custom, the societal norms, overrides anything or has an effect, provided that we do not have something in the Sharia that tells you that transaction has to happen in that fashion. فالعادة إيه؟ محكمة. طيب. Based on this, is it permissible to sell something that is lost? Well, no, is it permissible to sell it? Like you lost your camel. You had a camel. Everybody knew that you had a camel. MashaAllah, good camel. يعني, everybody was envying you for it. We shouldn't be envying one another. But you lost the camel. Said, brother, if you find that camel, just give me $1,000. You find it, you take it. Can you do that? هذا بيع غرر. سموه بيع الغرر. في جهالة. High level of uncertainty. What if he does not find the camel? It's invalid transaction. طيب. So what was that condition again? Huh? Delivery. That you're able to deliver. Hand over what you sold as a seller when the buyer requests that from me. From you. طيب. The last condition. Inshallah, we did good. The last condition. So what was condition number one? Mutual agree. See, if I see you writing, I will not do this. What was condition number one? At-taradi, mutual agreement. Number two? Huh? Oh, لا. Eligibility. Eligibility of the participants. يعني eligibility, يعني what do you mean? Sanity, rushd, الفهم. Three? Ownership. That you own what you're selling. Number four? Huh? It must be what? Halal. In its origin. Let's restrict it. Number five? Huh? Delivery. That you're able, dispensability, they call it. Okay, number six, it must be known to both buyer and seller. Intifa'ul jahala. Brother, I have in my pocket something. You want to buy it? $10. Can I do that? Will you answer me and say, okay, I have a stack of bills in my pocket. I'll buy it for a stack of bills. The commodity is not knowing. The price is what? Is not knowing. هذا بيع لا يصح. Invalid. Or I have a bag of coin at home. You know, every day I put quarter. So I bring it to somebody. Muhammad, I like your jacket. Can you please sell it to me for that bag of coins? ينفع هذا الكلام؟ Not. So The commodity must be identified and the price must be known. Intifa'ul jahala. Both the goods and the price must be something clearly known to both participants in the business transaction. Also, the price must be known. Neither the goods nor the price may be majhul. Yani, this is another way, unknown to both participants. Based on this, can you sell a baby animal in the womb of the mother? You have a cow that is pregnant. Can you sell the baby inside it? ما تعرفش حيطلع ذكر أم أنثى صحي ولا مش صحي هكذا يعني. فضل. نعم. It is halal, provided that the price already or cannot be in the contract. Okay, when what? How are you going to pay for this? 2 years, $130,000. Agreed upon, done. So the price is 130, and you agreed to receive that amount in installment. And this is how we treat riba. It's a very easy, by the way, to override the riba system in Islam. Oh, very easy. But it's going to take a tremendous amount of trust between amongst the people, that I trust you, that you're going to deliver. The problem is the Muslim community, we don't know one another. I don't know this brother. I should, and we have bad experience about business transactions with one another. That always kills the spirit of overcoming. But this is one way to overcome usury. لأن في تراضي. أنت حددت الثمن. You identified the price based on some criterias. وهو he agreed to it. خلاص. You agreed to the delivery. When? He's going to receive it now and pay installment. That's permissible in Islam. طيب. For the sake of the brothers who are Arabic speaking, inshallah, I will say this quickly in 2 minutes. أركان العقد ثلاثة أركان. الركن الأول العاقدين أي البائع والمشتري. الركن الثاني المعقود عليه أي السلعة والثمن. الركن الثالث الصيغة التي بها يتم عقد البيع والشراء إيجابا وقبولا، وهي خاضعة للعادة، أي العادة محكمة، تحكم العادة. طيب، وشروط العقد التراضي لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما البيع عن تراض. التراضي بالنسبة للبائع والمشتري، ما فيش إكراه. الشرط الثاني جواز تصرف العاقدين، أي الحرية والرشد والتكليف والعقل وهكذا. ثلاثة أن تكون ملكا للمعقود أو عنده إذن بالتصرف، أن يملكها هو أو معه إذن بالتصرف في هذه البضاعة، وأن تكون مباحة في أصلها، ما تكونش حرام زي الخمر والميتة وهكذا، وأن يكون قادرا على تسليم ما يبيع. ما ينفعش يبيع شيء ليس بقادر على تسليمه. وأخيرا انتفاء الجهالة، that there is no جهالة. Shall we still finish or what? The table. We're coming to this. That's بس فواز انت رفعت تفضل. هو ما دام الشروط موجودة، انت لا على علم بما تبيع وتشتري وفي تراضي، فأهل العلم يقولون بجوازها، بس في شرط مهم هنا، اللي هو أن يكون الإيه؟ ما تتعامل فيه مباح. في شرط هنا موجود. يعني there is, our brother is asking regarding the stock market يا إخوة. You see, if you look into the stock market, it fulfills all the conditions. But there is one condition that a lot of Muslims do not pay attention to, that what they are selling and buying must be halal. Because the overwhelming majority of these stocks are haram. Very few of them are halal. The oil ones or... طبعا there is an amount of risk يعني في الموضوع. فنقول الله المستعان. لكن إذا نظرت في الأمر يعني ما فيهوش شيء إلا موضوع الإيه ما تبيع اللي هو حل البيع والشراء. إيه That is fine because you're known to be able to deliver. You're a dealer. ما هو يعني the issue, there are a lot of details hidden in that. يعني كلام يعني because you're a dealer. But you don't go to somebody out in the street and buy something that he does not have. Most probably he's not going to be able to deliver it. أنا معلش قلت أنا أنس أنا I'm looking for something in the book here I saw it this morning I can't find it alright I'm sorry oh here you go طب خلي الأسئلة في الآخر الله يخليك خلينا نخلص بس إيه let's finish what we came for so then الجمعيات جائزة أهو جرت عادة كثير من الناس أن تشترك مجموعة في دفع مبالغ شهرية أخونا أبو عبد الله by the way copied the book and you're planning to huh? He's able to deliver the book PDF so if you give him your email he will deliver it to you if you want to check this out page number 58 the book in Arabic يعني unfortunately it's not available in English بس أبو عبد الله if you want it in Arabic he can deliver this to you you just have to give him your email طيب جرت عادة كثير من الناس أن تشترك مجموعة في دفع مبالغ شهرية بالتساوي على أن ترد المبالغ المحصلة بالدور على المشتركين بالتراضي وهذا العمل فيه تيسير على المعسرين على المعسرين وهو نوع من أنواع التكافل والتعاون على البر والتقوى وليس من قبيل القرض الذي جر نفعا وقد أجازت لجنة الفتوى بالمملكة برئاسة الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله الجمعيات كما ورد في مجلة البحوث الإسلامية يعني فحوى الكلام like I said 6-7 brothers they agree every month I will give $100 each month one of these brothers receive the whole amount it is permissible it is a form of collaborative insurance provided that each one of them must get his turn must receive the amount طيب في هنا ايه سيناريو what if one of the participants happened to die لو مات احد الناس
has to be rewritten
if he received then he has to pay back his the people who inherited him has to take on يعتبر هذا دين عليه من ولذلك دائما في تقسيم الميراث في آيات الميراث في القرآن always the verses of inheritance في القرآن دائما ما يأتي من بعد وصية يوصى بها أو دين don't distribute the inheritance until you find out if he has a وصية a will written or a debt to be settled فthis would be considered a دين بس يعني it's good to let your family members know. فهذا التعامل يجوز في الإسلام. Huh. You want to go to the other one or you're tired? The body parts? You, if you're tired, we can stop here. But if you're not, we can do it. How many minutes we still have for Shuruq Abdul Karim? 5 more minutes? Inshallah, we'll be able to finish this in 5 minutes. Inshallah. Man, I just saw it. ها وانا بركب دماغ انا بس طيب ما حكم بيع الدم واعضاء الانسان What is the ruling regarding selling your blood اللي هو الدم and your body parts الدم وأعضاء الإنسان لا تقوم بثمن these things are priceless ولا يملك العبد حق بيع أجزائه and you have no right to sell any of your body parts ولكن but يجوز التبرع بها على سبيل الإثابة but it is permissible that you donate it to others في حالة الاضطرار provided that the person is in need for it and also إن لم يقع ضررا على المتبرع provided that if you give that limb Nothing wrong will happen to you. So two things here. في اضطرار عند المتلقي ضرورة عند المتلقي وانتفاء الضرر على الايه؟ على المعطي المتبرع. The donor no ضرر no harm on his health. If I give you a lung or a liver, can you give a liver? Kidney. Give a kidney. Part. You can, subhanAllah. Can a person live with a part of livers? Yeah. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. طيب. So those are the conditions here. طيب. What if ولو رصدت مبالغ المتبرعين بالدم ونحن من قبل وسائل فعل المتبرع أن ينفقها في What if it's written out there? $100,000. Huh? أنا هالدار ما شاء الله take it and spend it in but don't ask don't request but it's there you can take it and spend it انتهى علماء المجمع الفقهي إلى أن استدلالات القائلين بجواز هذا العمل بشروط As follows. Here is the conditions. Number one, the person, like I said, who is receiving, cannot live without that transfer or that operation. يعني المريض هذا حياته, his life cannot be saved but through this. يبقى في اضطرار عند المتلقي. ألا يضر. أخذ العضو من المتبرع أو يحدث له ضررا في حياة العديد. It does not inflict any harm upon you. It has to be done voluntarily. أن يكون إعطاء العضو طوعا من المتبرع دون إكراه. I cannot force you. أن يكون مظنة نجاح العملية عالي يعني the percentage of the success of the transfer the operation is عالي يعني it cannot be يعني nobody did that operation before we don't know if you're gonna live or not لا أقول لك لا لأن مظنة الإيه لا طيب يعني with this يا إخوة we come to that issue of you going to the driver's license, please, and they ask you this question. Can you write that your body parts are to be given in parts to the people after your death? No. The answer is no.
All the conditions you gave were when you're alive.
Right, ahsant. Well, I was going to say that. Because all these conditions applies to somebody who is alive. But here is a scenario. Let's say somebody passed away, he died. And there is somebody who is in desperate need for a heart. He's dead now. He's in the hospital after he died.
That is the situation, and there is the case. There is a list at the hospital of people from 1 to 1 million, Allah say this, kidney transplant, skin graft transplant, eye.
ما تستنى علي عبد الكريم شوي. استناني بس كده وانت عاد. اصبر عليه. حجيب لك هنا الموضوع بس اصبر. Right now somebody is right there, not a list like he said. Right there, somebody is needing in the same place. الرجل هذا مات. ممكن ناخذ نجولك. They come to you. Can we take? We said now you cannot write a will. You cannot write a will that your body is to be sold in pieces. You cannot or given in pieces. Why? لأن السنة عندنا هي الدفن. السنة يعني the practice that we bury our deceased. But now if there is an immediate need right there, you can take that body parts and give it to that person.
What's the chances of getting the
match? Yeah, you have to do a lot of work. طب, let's take some questions, and with this, inshallah, alhamdulillah, I think we covered a wide range of things. Tfaddal. MashaAllah.
So there are a lot of issues, of course, because we talk about living donor and deceased donor. Now, most of the organs come from deceased donor. The condition is that for living donor, it makes sense. It's easy to apply. It's there. But most of the organs from deceased donor, like the heart, you cannot get heart from living donor. It has to be from a deceased donor. Most of the liver come from deceased donor. Now, the kidney is easy to get because you have to kill the family. Like, you can't get the kidney. So there are two questions. Number one, you said in the first scenario, to give an organ, it has to be a necessity for life, for the recipient. But for kidney, most of the kidney we establish is for quality of life. Patient going to end up in dialysis for their life, all their life. Now, you know dialysis. So a better way to give a kidney donation. So your life much better. So then that's what for the condition. It seems to me it makes sense. But because he said necessity for life, this is not necessity for life, this is quality of life.
Necessity and quality.
You see, I think I understand very well where we are going around here. There is a principle here that when you die, your body is not your property. So you cannot give, donate something that you do not possess. ما هو هذا الأصل يعني الأصل في القضية. بعدين أنا أنقل يعني كلام أهل العلم. أنا لست بمجتهد في هذا الموضوع. طيب.
And then they talk with the family. They say there is no agreement, there is no agreement.
خلاص.
They come to the family, listen, your patient is dying anyway. We can't take the organ, give somebody else. Would you agree? The family, not the patient, because the patient is already dying.
Right.
Usually they have this criteria for that.
That's fine. I mean, that's permissible if there is an immediate need. That's what I was saying. Yeah, if there is an immediate
need.
It must be, I would add a condition there, but يعني condition من عندي يعني اجتهاد. It must be right there. It cannot be somebody overseas. يعني.
It's a $55 billion industry. It's a black market industry.
I would say something. This subject, I truly think there will be a lot of back and forth once it comes to what you can do and what you cannot do religiously. And all of this will be based on the inputs from specialists. specialist doctors and people in the medical field. But the only problem that we have as, you know, students of knowledge, in order to use, طبعاً ما فيش نص, there is no obvious text that can address the issue. Otherwise, we would not be in a limbo here. All what we have to do is qiyas, or deduct, you know, the ruling from analogy, using analogy, the law of qiyas. And the only issue that we have, that these medical doctors are more business minded than religious minded. And I'm not talking about UFOs. I'm talking in, yani, the people who control that market. For them is, they want to make a profit. And that is why the scholars are very hesitant to be proactive. We always have to, yani, they always have to be reactive. Okay, what is the issue? Tell me what the situation is. They actually go case by case. But I'm telling you, in general, this particular subject, it will be addressed by the scholars in the years to come, because it's becoming an immediate need. Don't forget to pray shuruq. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.